I am Vernon Joins, and at this time we will be discussing the case for Sunday worship. The New Testament forbids the forsaking of the assembling of ourselves together, as Hebrews 10:25 says, so we must not cease the practice of coming together. The early church in Corinth, though in error on many points, still knew enough of God's will to come together each week for worship services. And Paul reports they came together for the purpose of worship, 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 18. And this same apostle tarried 7 days in Troas until the Lord's day, when he met with the saints of that city in worship, Acts 20 and verse 7. These regular first day of the week services were important to the early disciples. In their worship, in accordance with heavenly authority, the first century saints prayed, Acts 2:42, Acts 6:4-6, and Acts 13 and 3. And they shared in the Lord's Supper, Acts 20 and verse 7, 1 Corinthians 11, 20-29. And they gave freely of their means as they were prospered, 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2. And in 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verses 6 and 7, they were instructed in the Lord's will, in His way. In Acts 2:42 and Acts 27, and they sang praise to God in Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 2:12, when He said, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. These expressions of Christian worship were not optional. Neither were they left open to substitution or alterations. They were divinely approved, and they were divinely authorized. Moreover, early writers and historians of the first century A.D. served to corroborate the inspired record of early Christian worship. Pliny the Younger, the proconsul of Bithynia and Pontus, during the latter part of the first century, wrote a revealing letter concerning the Christians and their worship and sent it to Emperor Trajan. A portion of the letter reads as follows, and I quote, they were in the habit of meeting on a fixed day when they sang in alternate verses a hymn to Christ as to a God. End of quote. Justin Martyr, in his first apology, written near the beginning of the second century, wrote, and I quote, on Sunday, a meeting is held of all who live in the cities and villages. They rise together and send up prayers. End of quote. He continued by describing their observation of the Lord's Supper accompanied by a prayer. Tertullian, an off-hail church father of the second century, reported, and I quote, we meet together in an assembly and congregation so that praying to God we may win Him over by the strength of our prayers. We meet together in order to read the sacred text. With the holy words we feed our faith. We have a kind of money chest. Each individual puts in a contribution. End of quote. So those people today who doubt that the church met on the first day of the week and that they worshiped according to the New Testament pattern ought to read what the historians wrote at the time that it was happening. Our worship services each first day of the week are not the result of human design. They are not the product of mere modern tradition. Our assembling together may be traced back to the authority of Christ and to the time of the apostles and the early disciples. You are right to worship God upon the first day of the week. Your speaker has been Vernon Joins.